If you are on Facebook, then let's get connected today.
Let's get connected today.
We're online.
Find us by typing www.facebook.com/Radio Christian Voice. Radio Christian Voice. Get connected.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Clergy calls on churches to strengthen abstinence teaching. Economist calls on revamping of the rail sector. And fresh clashes reported in eastern DRC town of Uvira despite M23 promise to withdraw. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. United Church of Zambia UCZ Lusaka Presbytery Bishop Rev. Lodwell Siame has appealed to churches to intensify the teaching of abstinence among teenagers and young people who are not legally married as a way of discouraging premarital sex. His remarks follow a recent incident in which a 16-year-old girl from Lundazi District in Eastern Province was detained by police for allegedly abandoning her one-month-old baby at a primary school in Chipata. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Bishop Siame expressed deep concern over the rising number of such cases, describing the situation as disappointing and emphasizing that the church has a critical pastoral responsibility to address the issue. It is disappointing that many teenagers are being involved in premarital sex and society has normalized this, said Bishop Siame. He further encouraged young people, counseling centers and schools to actively promote abstinence messages as a means of preventing similar incidents and fostering a sense of responsibility in society. Bishop Siame has also called on Zambia's law enforcement agencies to be more proactive by enforcing tougher laws against teenagers found abandoning newborn children, noting that the practice is becoming increasingly common and stressed that every human life is precious.
Making one mistake doesn't make you a parent for forever. It doesn't make you less human. Sometimes when you've made a mistake, that's all upon take responsibility. And I'm sure once you take responsibility, know that there are lessons that people learn once you've made a mistake. By dumping a child, you're not doing anything good. Actually, in the sight of the Lord, that is very wrong. You can imagine if it is you who the parents might have left the way you're leaving that kid, how will you feel? How will you look at the same situation?
One person has died while six others have sustained serious injuries in a fatal road traffic accident in Lusaka. The accident occurred on December 27, 2025, around 17 hours along 55 Road in Garden House Residential Area, Lusaka West. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the accident involved a Toyota Hino Ranger light truck, registration number ALJ3049, driven by Daliso Zulu, a 27-year-old male of Garden House, and a Toyota Fan Cargo registration number BAF5249, driven by Deluxe Kapela Bulungu, a 30-year-old male of Kanyama West, Lusaka, which was moving in the opposite direction. Mr. Chilabi disclosed that preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the driver of the Toyota Hino Ranger light truck, due to excessive speed, hit a speed hump and lost control. He said that the vehicle swerved into the opposite lane, collided with the oncoming Toyota Fan Cargo and hit the pedestrians. Mr. Chilabi added that both drivers sustained serious injuries and are admitted to Kanyama Level 1 Hospital. An unidentified female adult sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi said that four unidentified adult pedestrians also sustained serious injuries and are admitted to Kanyama Level 1 Hospital. Economic expert Kelvin Chisanga has emphasized the need to set up corrective measures to revamp the rail sector to stabilize Zambia's economy. His remarks come as the Auditor General's report on parastatal bodies for the financial year ended 31st December 2024 revealed that Zambia Railways Limited recorded operating losses totaling 315.4 million kwacha over 2023 and 2024. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Chisanga stressed the need to revamp structural reforms, particularly governance, regional trade and operational efficiency. If proper reforms are implemented, the rail sector can become a strategic engine for industrial growth, said Ms. Chisanga. He called for a coordinated approach to realign key sectors including proper logistics, mining and private sector participation to establish a sustainable economic plan.
So this is an aspiration that needs to be given a critical attention, especially with an aspect of looking at the different and various the policy options that can be fostered from that perspective. So it's important that the interest around railway line as an alternative model of transport and the logistics, not channel, this should be able to help change the narrative, especially when it comes to road maintenance, where we are taking more with the trucks.
Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has urged journalists to simplify stories on product safety and quality so that consumers are protected from unsafe products on the market. ZICSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga says simplified articles help consumers to make informed choices on products they regularly consume on the market. Mr. Chizinga was speaking in Lusaka today when he officially opened the third ZICSA Media Awards Adjudication Committee meeting aimed at evaluating entries and determining winners of the awards. He noted that although the subject of product safety and quality is technical, it is important to the public because it deals with products which are consumed on a day-to-day basis. Product safety and quality is a subject that seems technical, but it affects our daily lives, as it is key in protecting the safety and health of citizens, Mr. Chizinga stated. Mr. Chizinga further stressed the importance of information shared through the media across Zambia concerning product safety and quality to protect consumers and the environment. He disclosed that as part of simplifying the subject of compulsory standards, ZICSA has been training journalists, including scribes, who disseminate information in local languages to equip them with knowledge on product safety and quality.
One of the core functions of the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency is to educate the public on compulsory standards and provide public information for the protection of consumers on products and services that do not comply with the Act. If you look at the products that are on our desk today, we have products that we consume on a daily basis. These are products that can easily harm our consumers if they are not regulated.
In African news, hopes of peace in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, are fading after new clashes erupted in Uvira on Friday. Rwanda-backed M23 rebels captured the strategic town earlier this month, just days after Kigali and Kinshasa reaffirmed their commitment to a U.S.-brokered peace deal during a meeting in Washington. M23 is not a party to the accord but is negotiating separately with Kinshasa in Qatar. The United States accused Rwanda of violating the agreement and M23 said it would withdraw. But residents say the rebels in plain clothes or wearing police uniforms have stayed behind. Coming up shortly, two killed in Sweden as major storm sweeps across Nordic countries. This and more, stay tuned.
People are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Two people have died in Sweden after a powerful winter storm swept across Nordic countries, causing travel disruption and power outages. The Swedish Meteorological